When I was 4, we drove to Nashville, Grand Ole Opry bound, and stopped the night at a broken-down motel in Tennessee. Shag walls, mossy carpet, dank concrete. And I remember standing in the doorway as evening fell, a bus full of believers rattling their way to the pool for a makeshift baptism. The amens and hear us, lords, ricocheting through the courtyard as underwater lights glowed the pool algae green. They would come to him, the big preacher man, and he'd lay a palm across their foreheads, brace them at the small of their backs. They'd release themselves to him, teeth sucking the air before falling back into salvation, held under unstruggling and splashing up anew, all gasping grace and sanctified glory, hallelujah, till my mother shut the door and made me watch TV. My parents don't recall it, but that's the way memory works in the South. The truth is always lying in some field somewhere between the bones of the fallen and the weapons they reach for.